It's been a year since the U.S. government admitted that hackers had broken into a computer system that stores some of the most sensitive government data. The names, social security numbers, addresses, and other information about millions of people who hold government security clearances or had applied for them. In this week's All Tech Considered, we look at what's happened to the government and the victims since. The agency responsible for keeping those records, the Office of Personnel Management, has made changes. But as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, things have been tough for some of the federal workers affected by the breach.
The news headlines last June were pretty dramatic.
The breach into the Office of Personnel Management.
A massive
hacking attack that compromised data on over 21 million Americans.
Really remarkable in its size and its scope.
It's worse than previously thought.
The experts tell us this.
That was then. Now,
there's a whole series of things around technology, around people, and around process that are different today than a year ago.
That's Beth Cobert. She's the acting director of OPM, and she's one of the changes at the agency, replacing Catherine Archuleta, who resigned under pressure from Congress last July. Cobert says cybersecurity has been amped up under her watch.
We have two-factor authentication to access the network. That means you need a card as well as a password to log on to your computer. We can see all the devices that are connected to a network at any time. When we see data leaving the network that we think is suspicious, we can catch it. We've got tools that detect malware. So there's a whole series of multi-layered defenses we've put into our systems.
Cobert says government workers can't even check their Gmail accounts from their office computers any longer. The Departments of Defense and Homeland Security have been helping OPM design a new, more secure software system to allow the agency to conduct government background checks rather than contracting them out. Republican Congressman Will Hurd of Texas is a former CIA agent whose personnel records were among those hacked. He says OPM is moving in the right direction under Cobert, but Hurd says there are still lots of vulnerabilities across government.
Whether it's Department of Education that have tons of information on anyone who's going to school, to Social Security Administration that has information on every single American, I've seen that they're not even adopting some of the best practices when it comes to good digital system hygiene.
It took OPM some 6 months to formally notify the millions who had their records breached. They're eligible for 3 years of credit monitoring and identity theft protection services. Hurd says he personally hasn't noticed any ill effects from the stolen records. Ryan Lozar thinks he has. The former federal court clerk says he froze his bank accounts after someone spent thousands at Best Buy in his name and opened a PayPal account.
It just turns into this endless explaining, and really, like, they're just treating me as someone who has been rejected as having bad credit, even though it's a freeze, and it's just exhausting and frustrating.
Lozar is a plaintiff in a class action suit filed against the government by the American Federation of Government Employees. Among other things, it seeks monetary damages and lifetime credit monitoring and identity theft protection for the affected people. A hearing is expected this fall. Government officials have pointed to China as being behind the breach. Acting OPM Director Cobert acknowledges that whoever it is, the U.S. government still has work to do.
There's a whole set of adversaries out in the world who keep looking for bad things, and we've got to fundamentally modernize our systems to build in security by design.
But she says the government has made significant strides in the last 12 months when it comes to protecting its data. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.